This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Let's go!
Kia ora e ho mā, nau mai, haere mai, ko Hana tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. As always, I'm pretty pleased to be here and to be welcoming a couple of hometown heroes into the studio to talk musical theatre. Friend of the show, long-time friend of the show, Caitlin Morris is back on TTT, and you've brought a mate, Alex Smith, and the team are representing Della Productions on their latest endeavour, The Toxic Avenger. Kia ora, team. Welcome to That's The Ticket.
Hello. Hey,
how you going?
I'm going well. Thank you, first-timer, for coming on the show. Caitlin, no, it's been, like, years.
Oh, it has. I think it was, like, back in, like, 2020-something when we did the Enchanted Sing-Along Spectacular.
That was wild to think that, like, it's been that long. But it feels like yesterday. I don't know. I love all my guests equally, but it kind of just merges into one kind of continuous chat to the point where I've had people on That's The Ticket, and they're like, I've been on the show before, and I'm like... Were you episode 100 or under 100? Because then, bro.
Yeah. Like, no idea.
We're on 229 today. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't look a day over 200.
We missed out on the 300 anniversary.
Hey, oh, now. There's going to be more. Every episode is something. And the fact that, we're still going. Well, I was going to say the fact that we're still going is something, but it's actually very easy to host an arts radio show in Kirikiriroa because every week something awesome is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this week you guys are that thing.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess you could say it's a pretty terrific Tuesday all around. But immediately I've gone so off topic, so we'll go back to The Toxic Avenger, which is coming to a Meteor Theatre near you, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are in the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
The hesitation.
Yeah. Like, there's so many things involved in this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, Caitlin, do you have more than one job on this?
I do, actually. Yeah. I am production manager.
Okay, that seems chill.
Yeah, totally. And then I'm also understudying one of the lead roles. And cool. Then also have another track, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing is I enjoy production management because I'm not an actor. I can't imagine doing both at the same time.
It's been actually really, really interesting because I remember, I think it was beginning of this year that I wanted to kind of get into the other side of it. Like I've done majority of like acting and being on stage for stuff. But I wanted to dip my toe in and see what else is there. Like earlier this year I did choreography for Little Red the musical with Sing With Ella.
Is there anything that you can't do?
I can't rap.
Okay, you had that one so ready.
That's
to
great
go
answer.
I want to ask, why was that like immediately ready?
I don't know.
Has someone asked you to rap before and that's why you're like plagued by that one time you couldn't do a rap?
Yeah, and it's like mostly improv rapping. Like people were like, can you try, because I can like name everything from Hamilton the musical and be fine with that, but like anything improv rapping I'm like nah.
Okay, I wasn't expecting to be here. Alex, what is your one theatre weakness? No, he's like, I don't have any.
No, I think it's picking up choreo. I'm terrible at picking up choreo, but then once I do it enough I finally get it. So that's been another challenge with Toxic Avenger. There's been some great choreo thrown in here by Hannah Doherty, who's our choreographer.
Friend of the show. Actually,
absolutely.
I think she announced that she was doing this last time she was on That's The Ticket. So, kia ora, Hannah. But Alex, I assume, and I'm doing air quotes, but you're just an actor for this one? Or are you doing like double, triple, quadruple duty like Kaelin?
No, not as intense as Kaelin, no. Yeah. So I'm doing this three tracks. So my primary track is understudying Guy One.
Right.
Also back up for Melvin, or the Toxic Avenger.
Right.
Understanding him as well. And then we do have a third special track, so which is quite cool. And we make cameos, even if we're not on stage as one of the lead roles that night. So you'll still see us
about
on stage each night.
Okay. Jeez, you guys are keeping busy.
Absolutely.
All right. And so actually, I should have started with this, so I'll just bring it back. But The Toxic Avenger, can you tell me what it's about? Because immediately as you describe me in role, I'm like, this means nothing to me.
There's a lot going on in the show. Primarily, it's kind of like a satire, like superhero.
Yeah.
Like based on comics. Yeah.
That's good. That's why I put my hometown heroes joke in the intro there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a stage adaptation of the 1984 movie of the same title. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah. 2008, I believe they.
The show came out.
The show came out as a musical.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, music and lyrics by David Bryan,
friend of the show.
Yeah, definitely. And book and lyrics by Joe DiPietro. So yeah, it's an awesome, it's an awesome show.
Yeah.
It's a satire through and through.
Yeah.
It's like you come for
rock musical comedy. Mm.
Okay, rock and roll.
Yeah.
No, I like that because it's not very often, and I'm sure as musical theatre kind of act as yourselves, you can talk through this, but like it's not often a show comes through that I haven't listened to or know anything about, whereas this one I don't know that much about it, which is quite exciting. It's quite exciting to get something new coming through. Yeah, you said it was based off a film. Have you guys watched the film?
I intentionally didn't. Yeah. I was keen to. I've gone and watched like the some of the recordings of the pro show and the musical itself. I like to go into shows not knowing too much about what other people have done or that, and then
so
do
it doesn't influence your own performance.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
And then Kaelin, based off that grimace, you also haven't watched the film.
No, I haven't.
Name and shame.
I'm pretty similar. Like I watched the pro shot a few times, but like didn't want too much influence. Like I've done that before with previous shows too.
Yeah, yeah. We get a lot of that here on That's the Ticket, especially when I find out a show is based on a film or there's been a film adaptation of the show. I got to be like the kind of pushy radio host that I am and be like, so, have you read the book? Name three of their songs. Like that sort of energy.
Have you done your research?
Yeah. I mean, I have barely done my research because that's what you guys are here for. To tell me about this rock and roll comedy satire. Coming to a Meteor Theatre near you. You guys are on from the 5th to the 12th of July, 7:30 p.m. shows, and you've got a 2 p.m. matinee on the 6th and 12th of July.
That's it.
Boom. See, that's the bare minimum of research that I've done today, team. But just on that, with this show, do you know, is there an age rating or anything like that?
It's mature audiences.
Mm. Okay, you've been warned, listeners.
Yeah, definitely mature themes, but definitely enjoyable, fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess we've talked to kind of on your guys' like roles in the show, but is there anyone else we want to name and shame? Like director Hannah, we've talked about Hannah's your choreographer, who's your musical director.
Directing the show is Jonty Climo.
Friend of the show.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. Musical director. Well, we've got vocal director is Kate Scotting,
right?
Who
I think also friend of the show. Might have had Kate
on for Be More Chill.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, kilda Kate.
And then we've got band director Julia McIntyre.
Great.
She's amazing, incredible.
We love a band.
Yeah,
we love
first
to
time
see
with
it.
Them last night as well with the Sitz Probe. So it was amazing to come together and sit and hear it all come.
It's like five people, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like they're very powerful.
Yeah, they are.
Very talented.
It's always so you guys both have that thing when like actors come in and they talk about Sitz Probe and everyone just looks so excited.
It's just like another level. We obviously have like sung through these songs like a million times during rehearsals, but just like hearing the sound, it all amplifies. It just gets us so excited. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what we're here for, the excitement. I was going to say the toxicity, but that's actually not what we want. No, I was just trying to be funny because it's the toxic Avenger, but yeah, wasn't a super good joke. Well, hey, I'm here for the rest of the show, guys, with my questionable jokes. But sorry, we're talking about the team. So anyone else you want to name and shame?
Tracy Wilson.
Oh, Tracy Wilson. Yeah, she's doing costumes.
Two types of people who go crew first and then go cast first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tracy Wilson is a friend of the show.
So many friends of the show.
Yeah.
All great people. Yeah. On costumes.
Paris Arrington designed the set.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, he's put so much work into it. Like from the get go, like we already saw the vision. Like pretty much from the first rehearsal, we saw what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
Just blown away. Who else?
I mean, if you cast, do we want to head over to cast?
Yeah. So we've got our like five core cast.
All right. Hit me.
So Alex, he's playing Melvin.
Yeah.
For the third. We have Lucy Thomas, who's playing Sarah.
Yep.
The blind librarian. We have Courtney Mail, who is playing the mayor. And then we have Bailey Lindsay. And also Morning Nye. They are playing guy one and guy two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they basically play every other role.
Yeah, and it needs to be noted that guy one and guy two play roughly between 10 to 13 characters, between
each.
The two.
Yeah.
And Marangai's playing both.
No. So no. Bailey's playing guy one. Marangai's playing guy two.
Okay, yeah. I got confused.
Yeah, it is confusing.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of the characters include, like, you know, Blood Curdling Scream. You know, that's a named character. So you can sort of get the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one of the characters that you get to do?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You look like you kind of want a Blood Curdling Scream, but I would say let's not.
No.
People are driving home from work
absolutely.
Right now. Let's not.
Yeah.
But, like, what a note.
Yeah.
Like, what a kind of role to put in your, like, next, like, actor bio, eh?
Exactly. Mm. A blood-curdling scream.
Yeah.
Pinnacle.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I don't know if I can follow that, so I might play it soft. But Caitlin has been kind enough to bring a song to the show, and I believe this song is from your guys' show, The Toxic Avenger. Mm-hmm. It's Hot Toxic Love. It's the live version, Nick Cordero and Sarah Chase. Do you get to sing the song?
I do, yeah. So, quickly before we play it,
yeah, let's go.
Have an understudy show that's just like the Saturday matinee.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I get to go on as Sarah. Alex gets to go on as guy one. And then Noah, who is also amazing, he's also one of our understudies, he's going on for guy two. So basically three characters are switching out and three of us are going on for the matinee on the 12th of July.
I mean, that's cool. I enjoy that because I think I say this all the time, even though I'm not an actor, but the kind of, air quotes, the worst thing of being in a show is you never get to see the show.
100%.
Mm. And so having the opportunity to watch someone else do the show is like, I vibe that for you guys. Mm. Okay. Well, are you sick of the song yet?
No. No.
Ooh, a pause speaks in a thousand words, mate.
You'll hear it gets really, really high, but it's
good.
It's a really nice song. Yeah.
Okay, so now everyone, we're going to listen to it, and then you can imagine Caitlin singing it, and when we come back, we're going to make her sing it live on that ticket. That's a joke. Don't worry.
It's nice to see you. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's been 10 years since we sang this song. Are you ready? You seem sad. I always dreamed I'd find someone, but that was just some fantasy. I'd meet a girl and she'd up and run. Love wanted no part of me. But then I met you, beautiful you, a true scientific breakthrough. Look deep inside, I have nothing to hide. You see the real me. I'm yours, honest
my hot toxic, hot toxic love. I spent my life in the dark, stuck in a long, lonely night.
So you're...
You came along and lit.
She's maneuvering those tables expertly for a blind person.
Finally I see the light.
And she's gone, and she's gone.
Because of you,
once we found her in Richwood, Queens.
A man who's too good to be true. I see deep
I feel like
inside.
She knows where she's going. Where is
you
she?
Have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Is the door locked?
You're my shining star.
Oh my God, it's
make my heart beat.
Come on.
With nuclear heat. Now don't be scared of my hot toxic love. When you think of it, we're a perfect fit. Both a little offbeat. I'm what you'd call blind.
I'm more Frankenstein. Yet somehow you make me complete. Look deep inside. I have nothing to hide. You'll see the real me. I'm yours honestly.
That was Hot Toxic Love live, if you can't tell by the cheeky chat on the end of that fade there, team. I just wanted to reaffirm everyone that I wasn't applauding live in the studio. You have to earn that.
Although you would. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Come and see us. It's, yeah. You'll be...
I mean, I kind of want to see Caitlin try and sing it now.
No, try and sing it!
I'm kidding. No, I reckon you've got it. I mean, this is a nice segue into, and I say this with like the utmost like respect and appreciation, but like this isn't your first rodeo, sis.
No.
You've done a few shows, so I reckon you can sing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, this is probably the biggest role that I think I've done, like, ever. So it's been pretty phenomenal, and just to have like the support of everyone around, like Lucy, she plays Sarah primarily, but I think because I've done understudy stuff before, and I don't think I've ever gone through a process quite like this one where there has been so much support and opportunity for us to have a go and sing the songs and sing with the band and run the scenes and feel really secure in our own performance, as well as making sure the core cast feel like they're supported as well, which I think has been so, so amazing.
Yeah, likewise. We've always been bouncing off each other, right? It's almost like being dual cast. You get all the opportunities to do the same. You know, if we're practicing, the leads will do a run, and then we'll jump in, and you know, there's nothing left behind. So
we get inspired by them too. Like, we all kind of like watch each other, and we're like, "Oh, this is quite cool. What if I tried that?" Or like, "Oh, I like that."
And I feel like, again, I'm going to keep saying it, not an actor, but it makes it feel less like you're alone, because you've got someone who's going through something that's very, very similar to what you're experiencing. They're playing the same role. They've you know, got the same lines, got the same songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to think that that's quite helpful.
Yeah, and you can ask questions too, like especially with like choreography or like lines and harmonies, like, oh, hey, what's this part? I've forgotten this part, or, you know, it's just, it's quite collaborative. Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess looking at your guys' rehearsal kind of process that you've been going through, obviously this is like a, it's a comedy. Is that challenging, like not corpsing being laughing on stage when you're not meant to?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Caitlin, you're already looking at me and I'm like, oh,
I think
okay.
We had that warning last week, didn't we? It's like, right, this is the last time. No more breaking, if you know. Yeah.
I've got no poker face. And it's tricky because Sarah's blind. So, like, anything that's happening, just can't react at all.
I want to say that you've got kind of a history with stuff like this because Sarah's blind, so you can't react. And one of the last shows I saw you in was Firebringer.
Yeah.
Standout for me, mate.
Thanks.
Standout. To describe to listeners is I'm holding my arms above my head and you pretty much held, it was at least for the first act, right?
Yeah, I held up the sky. Yeah.
So Caitlin was holding her arms above her head, holding up the sky, air quotes, for like the entire first act.
Yeah.
And it was crack up.
I don't know how you do that, eh?
I practiced a lot. Like I kind of like went to the gym and stuff like that. And I also asked Glenn Matthews, who directed, I was like, could I pretty please not have it all the way up for some of the rehearsals? Like, can I drop it if we've got like a moment to drop?
Yeah.
Because I had to build that stamina, but also like make sure that it was ready for the show season where there was no opportunity to drop at all. Like I had like a degree that I could keep them up, which was quite fun.
Okay, and then with this one, we've got you just got to keep the poker face because you can't react. You have to act like you cannot see what's happening in front of you.
I can't look at the people that I'm talking to.
Also. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We love a challenge, don't we? Sorry, Alex, you're going to say something?
No, I was just going to say about before, and did Glenn say yes to that? Or did he say, no, you got to keep your arms up?
Yeah, no.
That'd be a very Glenn thing to do. Shout out to Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, mate.
To be fair, I think, because I also had to, like, adapt some of the choreography. Like, if someone else was told, like, you have to, like, make sure these are nice and sharp with the hands, I was like, do I just keep them up? What do I do? And Amelia Hawthorne, who was choreographer, she was like, just, like, put your arms up or, like, move them how you feel. Like, Tiblin would move her arms. And I was like, okay, thanks. This is great.
So are you doing choreo for this one?
Yes.
If you can't see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, you'll have to see it and find out.
There's actually some numbers that really sort of lean into that, you know?
Yeah.
The fact she's blind and there's choreo around it. So.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I mean, it's not a competition, but Alex, is it less challenging or is it just different? what were we saying? You were just blood-curdling scream?
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, there's only it's only one line for blood-curdling scream. But,
I think we can all have a guess what that one line is at home.
Correct. But no, I mean, this show for me has been, I haven't done too much comedy before, so leaning into that has been really fun. So you just got to let loose, you know, and a lot of the characters.
Yeah, having so many different, portraying so many different characters is that, like, do you ever forget where you are and what you're meant to be doing?
Oh, absolutely. You just go, because you have to put full body and energy into it. And I've loved the process, and I think working in a smaller cast with a great production team has sort of enabled that, you know, just to explore, I can do it. So that's been really rewarding in that respect. But, overall, the tone, I love this kind of comedy. Like I love satire. Like I always think of it like it's almost like Hot Fuzz. You know, it's that sort of irreverent. We this is the word we've been using for it, irreverent sort of
irreverent
dark
comedy
satire. Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what Hot Fuzz is.
Look,
Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead.
No,
Cornetto trilogy. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can sort that out in your own time.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, because we've been kind of touching on the comedy of the show, obviously it's musical theatre, but do you think because of the comedy element and stuff, it's kind of, air quotes, the perfect musical for your mate who hates musicals?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I just got the vibe. I mean, obviously I love musical theatre, but like I can't sit here and assume everyone's into it. But I think that's kind of the great thing about shows like Firebringer.
Yeah.
Is people went to it and they're like, I wasn't expecting to enjoy it, but it just made me laugh, and laughter is kind of like universal. And I think especially with satire, like it's that multi-layered joke.
Yeah.
And so people get different things out of the joke, and I enjoy that as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, like it is a very like multi-layered show, but it is quite easy to follow if no one's kind of ever heard of it before. Like you're not going to go in and be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I mean, you might say that with some of the comedic parts, but that's, I guess, the point of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, like, I mean, we... From the start, we knew the musical didn't take itself very seriously, but at the same time, we challenged ourselves, like, we're going to be the most professional actors not taking things seriously, like, on stage, and I think that's the thing we're trying to sell. So it's going to be tight. Like, it'll look really good, but...
It's just going to be absolute chaos in a positive way.
And even, like, in the music, you're asking, I mean... The lyrics really lean into, like, if you, some of the lyrics just, you're like, what? Why?
See, you but can't say that without giving an example, bro. You don't have to, I'm kidding.
I think it's best to come and see it for yourself, but it really does. The lyrics, the music is so well written.
Yeah.
That the lyrics underneath is like, very much tongue in cheek, so
like even the like titles of the songs, like if you just have a look at those, that'll kind of give you the vibe for like what is going to happen.
Okay,
like some titles like My Big French Boyfriend, Evil Is Hot,
Evil Is Hot,
Salsa Scene Change is literally one of them.
Salsa Scene Change.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was a really good lead-in because I mean I'm already kind of invested, but now I'm interested. No, I'm kidding. But no, that's what I needed to hear. And you know what I'm going to be doing after the show tonight?
Having a look for those song titles.
Yeah, 100%. But I might break for another song because I've got an important segment that I have to get in. You remember this?
Rick's Pick.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Alex, this might be new to you.
I love this.
I think I've
segment.
Heard it on one of the other shows.
So, obviously, we've got an Uncle Rick fan. He's got a lot. Mm-hmm. He has a lot. We must remember that it's That's the Ticket with Hannah Mooney, Uncle Rick. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But the way the segment works, as Caitlin said, it's time for Rick's Pick. Basically, I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great listener of radio, great listener of music. That's the Ticket's number one fan. I don't think he's ever missed an episode. And when I started the show like 229 episodes ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick a song off the list and we'll play Rick's Pick. And every week I have, and I love it because it's like one less song I have to pick. And now, just in the show's old age, I've decided to get all English-y-say with it, and I try and pick a song that like relates to like who I'm talking to or what we're talking about. This one was hard. But I've gone for a song called Evil Woman by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. And I think it's just because I've seen, and this is mainly just the opportunity to like have a cheeky, friendly dig at best mate of mine, Courtney Mayle, because she's like the corrupt mayor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wonder if she's an evil woman. Maybe.
You'll have to come watch to find out.
It's an apt. You guys kind of reacted when I said the title of Rick's Pick.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. We don't have the poker faces.
Yeah.
No, terrible. You need to work on that. Yeah. But Uncle Rick, thank you as always for your picks, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate. It's for you.
You made a fool of me. But the broken dreams have got to I'm sure.
song. Ha ha, honey, how you broke me up. You made the wine, now you drink the blood. Came around and every time you cry. But I still love smiling in your eyes. Ha ha, very nice to know that you ain't got no place to live to go.
Track, Uncle Rick.
Love it.
Mm. Yeah, we love Rick's pick, as Caitlin kind of said. Even off air, you were like, I love Rick's pick. And I'm like, remember who the show is hosted by? No, that's a joke. I can assure everyone that Uncle Rick and I are quite good friends. that's quite a formal way to describe my, like, many decade long relationship with my uncle. But anyway, back to That's the Ticket. If you're just joining us, yes, we've just had Rick's pick, and I've got Caitlin and Alex from the Toxic Avenger in the studio right now. We've been covering a lot of ground in a short period of time, and I'm quite impressed, so everyone just give themselves a high five.
Yes.
Alex, you didn't do it.
there's two types of people, and I'm going to take it as a compliment that Caitlin and I are similar in that aspect. But taking a step away from the Toxic Avenger, we kind of touched on a little bit in that last kind of voice break, but I want to, you know, get a bit deeper because I'm a nosy radio host. and talk about kind of creative histories, because we've established that I have seen both of you several times on stage around the place. But, like, just, you know, give me a rundown. What's been going on? Yeah. Where will people recognize you from?
So, yeah, for myself, pretty much over the last 18 months, I sort of jumped back into theatre. I hadn't done it for about 10 years.
Right. What called you back?
Oh, I don't know. I think I might have seen just something on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go audition to do that and see where it takes me. And then I got the bug and didn't stop. So.
All right. What was the first show back?
Sweeney Todd at Rivoli Theatre.
Strong start, bro. And, yeah.
I was in the ensemble and first down the chute.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went and saw that show. It was great.
Yeah.
Nice to hear you enjoyed the ride.
Absolutely. Oh, it was fun. Every night, that was the peak of the show for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, had a 10-year break. Most of my theatre background comes from high school.
Mm.
So the last year, Sweeney Todd, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest after that.
Yep, okay, we got musicals and plays. We love to see it.
Yep, and then into Flashdance.
Yep, saw that one too.
And then Bonnie and Clyde, early this year, and now The Toxic Avenger.
Is this your first media one?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Which is cool, walking in there and sort of just getting the feel of the place. I'd seen plenty of shows, but hadn't been backstage, so it's a new experience.
Great. And it's a lovely backstage.
It is.
Did you even get a touch of the old Meteor, the OG? You might be a bit too young.
No, my first Meteor show was Be More Chill last year.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your first one?
Yeah. And then packed out that one and then packed in Firebringer a week later. Same place.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, because I was going to say, back in the day, the backstage facilities were not like they are today.
Mm.
But, yeah, okay. So Be More Chill, Firebringer.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes, Bonnie and Clyde earlier this year.
Last year you were also in a play. We were talking about it off air.
Oh, Princesses. Yes. I did that at University of Waikato, so that's where I studied.
Yeah.
And so my lecturer, Declan Patrick, he was like, I would really love to do like a devising piece, kind of surrounded by these three women. One of my best friends, Magenta, and Sophia, she's amazing.
Friend of the show. I think I had Sophia and Declan on to talk about Princesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool. So that was kind of like right before Be More Chill got like really intense.
Mm.
And we went into like Tech Week and stuff.
But yeah.
And then a show has just been announced this week and you're in it.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I was talking about it beforehand.
Not on That's the Ticket, you
So it's called Outside In. It's a play set in a New Zealand woman's prison.
Great.
Yeah. And I am playing a character called Lou. Not going to lie, it's been put on the bit of a back burner for me because of Toxic.
Yeah, yeah.
But we start rehearsals like in a month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had the photo shoot the other day. And yeah, the poster looks amazing.
I love talking about visual things on radio.
Oh, yeah. You should go to Wing Valley Production social media page. Flick it a follow.
Unless you're driving.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You guys have listened to the show before. We always say.
Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive. Pull over, then book your tickets to the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how it is. But I'm going to ask a cheeky question that I sometimes ask, and you guys answer that last question in a way that made me know I can ask this question. Should I say question once more? Question. But, you know, we've got some musicals, we've got some plays. Which one are you guys going to save from a burning building? If you could only do musicals or only do plays, which one are you going to save for the rest of your days?
Oh, absolutely musicals.
Oh, okay. Not even a moment of hesitation there, bro.
I'm the same, to be honest.
I knew you were going to be musicals.
Yeah.
I'm like theatre kid stereotype.
100%, but like in a positive way. We support it.
Oh, 100%. But burning building, you got to choose one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the thing.
You choose to? I don't know.
I asked the question, and I know I myself would probably also pick musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can't be in a musical, but like I just like listening to musicals and watching musicals.
Yeah, 100%. Both of them have like such good things about them, though. Like I grew up doing plays and things like that, but musicals have always had like such a massive like piece of my heart, I guess, because it was so readily available. Like obviously a lot of them are on film, like Sound of Music, Mamma Mia, and all that. So it was kind of more accessible than plays.
Yeah, and actually, sub question. So. Caitlin, you know, you've got that duality down, like, you know, off stage, on stage. Alex, off air, you were saying you're thinking about maybe doing some tech.
Yeah, no, just like as a break, I think, and I still want to be involved in theatre, but not necessarily on the stage. So I wouldn't mind doing some side of stage stuff.
I always say it's good for actors to see the show from both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it allows you to kind of have that perspective. But if you could only be on stage or only like be off stage, what are you going to pick?
Oh, definitely on stage.
All right, again, not a moment of hesitation. Caitlin, you look like you're struggling a little bit, bro.
Well, I would say on stage. But, like, I had a lot of fun doing choreography earlier in the year just because, like, which makes me have such an appreciation for Hannah, especially with Toxic.
Appreciating me.
Yeah. Both Hannahs.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, seeing the vision come to life. Like, honestly, all the creative team, just seeing how they can, like, see the show in their brain and just, like, put everyone where they, like, want them to go, basically. So, but I would choose on stage because I love performing.
Yeah, even if the song's really high and hard to sing. No, you'll be straight. I'm just teasing you. okay, are there any more upcoming projects that we need to talk about? Or have you guys touched on everything?
There is a show happening at the same time as Toxic, technically. So the Meteor Kids show.
Yes.
We're sharing the space.
Mm.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah. So we're all actually in the same green room, so they perform during the day. Lucy and Courtney are both in it.
They're doing double duty.
Yeah.
So they perform shows during the day, and then they come and do like
that's
Toxic Tech at night.
Three shows a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Don't know how they do it.
No. Yeah.
All right. Best of luck. Oh, that's cute. That's what's it called? I've got it written down.
Yeah.
No, I can't read my notes. It's got a lot of P's.
The Perfectly Peculiar Practice of Professor Penfold.
Yes.
I love alliteration.
Yeah.
I actually didn't write down the name. I just wrote the Meteor July School. No, it's because it's a tongue twister.
It is.
Yeah, but okay. I love you guys sharing the space. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it was almost written into it so that they could use the set, right? So it makes sense.
That's
yeah.
so cute.
Yeah. So all the themes of the kids' show also sort of tie into the set.
They're quite similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Except one is suitable for all ages and one, one is not.
Absolutely. A few
warned.
Things bolted down, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm putting this to the production manager.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're probably not the production manager for the show I'm about to talk to, but you might know the secrets. But I'm pretty sure I saw Della Productions announce their next show. Do you know anything about that one, mate?
That's exciting. We've just done the announcement for now, but audition details are going to be coming out soon.
Yeah. And it's Parade, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is super exciting. It's happening in April next year.
Yeah, okay. Head over to Della Productions' Facebook page. There's an Instagram.
There is.
Just put it in the Google, guys, and you'll find where you need to go.
The socials are amazing. They've all been done by Lucy Thomas.
Oh, crikey.
She's designed, everything. But the posters and stuff have all been designed by Hannah Bursnell.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Kia ora, Hannah.
Yeah.
Another Hannah. we've got the trifecta. It's
the
great.
Creatives.
One can talk, one can dance, and one can draw.
That's yeah.
What else do you need?
We're unstoppable. Oh, crikey. Okay. Well, I'm going to break for another song, and this is one that I actually picked because I thought I might do some work for today's episode. Because we've been talking about the Toxic Avenger, I've gone for the iconic song Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And the funny thing is, I don't think this is the first time I've played this song. There's always the way. I'm pretty sure last time I played Toxic by Britney Spears on That's the Ticket, it was when Benny Marama was in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Benny, if you're listening, this one's for you, mate.
But can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm flying. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. It's getting late to give you up.
Oh, we love a bit of Britney.
Love it.
We love to hear it. I need to stop saying we love to see it and we love to hear it. I'm but a conduit for repeating phrases. But time is really getting away on us, so I better wrap up this interview. If you're just joining us, where have you been? Caitlin, Alex and I have been talking about the Toxic Avenger, which is opening at the Meteor very, very soon. So get amongst it. I'm probably going to launch into my little upcoming events segment. Feel free to interject. You guys have plugged a solid amount of things, though. I'm quite proud. But here are some of the cool creative things coming up in Kirikiriroa Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. The Toxic Avenger featuring Caitlin and Alex is running at the Meteor. I love how you guys both work. The Toxic Avenger is running at the Meteor from the 5th to the 12th of July with 7:30pm shows and 2pm matinees on the 6th and 12th of July. Our understudies are on for the matinees.
That's right, come to the 12th.
So on the 12th of July.
On the 12th, go do it. Go see it twice. Mm-hmm. So then you can pit the performers against each other. This is a joke. But more info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. So get amongst the Toxic Avenger guys. The Meteor Kids Show, which you guys were also talking about, is back with 10:30am and 1pm shows from the 1st to the 5th of July. More info and tickets are available at themeteor.co.nz. The Mysterious Disappearance is running at Rivoli Theatre right now until the 12th of July. Shows are 7:30pm and there's a 2pm matinee on the 5th of July. You can find out more info and tickets at iticket.co.nz. Down the road at Clarence Street, they've got 10cc Ultimate Greatest Hits Tour in on the 13th of July. More info on tickets at Ticketek. And then friend of the show, Jackie Timon, a local comedian, is back with the Just Kidding Women's Comedy Show in at Patrons down on Hood Street on the 24th of July. More info on tickets at Event Finder.
Whew. That's a lot.
Thank you. I'm very good at talking fast. That's a lie. Now, here's the thing, though. I say it every week. I can't pretend to be a definitive guide to everything happening in Hamilton because there's just so much on. And I was just thinking, like, when you guys were talking about shows that you've done previously, Alex, Toxic Avenger's your first show on stage at the Meteor. Caitlin, have you, you've done the set, right?
Not Clarence Street.
Not Clarence Street.
I've done Rivoli, I've done Meteor, I've done Gallagher at the university, but not Clarence Street yet.
Okay, just go walk on the stage and then you're done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got time.
Yeah.
So get to it. But also, both of you need to take a break.
Absolutely.
We're just going back-to-back shows. But thank
and will
you.
That happen? We don't know. Some of those things.
I don't believe it with you. I already know you're not. It's not even worth asking the question. But thank you for your time and coming here to TTT to spill the tea. Do you know the last question I'm going to ask you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we've spent the last, like, you know, almost an hour here with you two giving me the tea, the inside scoop. And so my last question is, how do you take your tea, if you can have a cup of tea?
Ooh.
Do you not drink tea?
I'm not a massive tea drinker. But I'm usually black tea.
Black tea?
Yeah.
Is there any sugar there or is it just like...
No. See, I'm a black coffee drinker as well.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any sugar in the coffee or not?
No.
Oh, you just like inject it into my veins. Let's go. Yeah. How many coffees do you do?
No, I'm pretty good on that front. 1 to 2, like, a day.
Okay.
And never after 12 p.m. So
all right.
Keep it in check.
It's like gremlins. Yeah. Don't keep them after midnight. Exactly. Caitlin, do you drink tea?
My answer is the same time. It's the same as last time. No, I don't drink tea.
Oh gosh. Okay. Are you just drinking water, which is very good for you, everyone?
I do have my water bottle here.
Yeah. It's emotional water, support water bottle.
It is actually. It's a huge one.
It is huge.
I drink coffee like a couple times a day.
Okay.
I take it very differently.
Is it like a mocha moment?
It's like a iced caramel latte. Like very okay.
That's
sweet.
Even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do the lemon water? When you're singing, is that a thing that you guys do? You singers, like honey and lemon?
I try like lukewarm water majority of the time.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah.
I like the, you get a straw and a drink bottle and you do the blow bubbles through it. That's
the, like phonation.
Yeah. Gets the breath control going.
Yeah.
Good warm up.
This is the first time I'm hearing of this.
It's very popular in choirs, so we used to do it in some of the choirs I've been in, and you get a drink bottle and a straw, mm-hmm. yeah. and you basically sing through the straw with your breath controlled and blow bubbles while you're doing it. Yeah. And that sort of, yeah.
Helps warm up, I guess. Mm.
I was today years old. Well, that really is the last straw. I'm going to end the show on that because, crikey, that's educational. But I'm going to play us out with a Taylor Swift track, Antihero. Oh, you're Swifty, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Maisie Peters. I'm a Gracie Abrams.
Yeah, okay. Because Antihero, because I'm like Toxic Avenger, Antihero. Mm. But
Folk hero.
Break a leg team. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, mate wā.
I end up in crisis. All this time. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time. Everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun. But never. Always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city. Pierced through the heart, but never killed. Did you hear my covert? Narcissism, like disguise as altruism, like some kind of consciousness. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. If life will lose all its meaning. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, it's me, I am the problem. It's me, hi. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.